Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. Now tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back Susan Finley, who is a certified life coach and catalyst specializing in happiness, personal empowerment, spirituality, the law of attraction, and metaphysics. Susan's mission is to empower others to create a happier, more abundant, healthier life, the life of their dreams. She provides her clients with very practical, easy-to-understand visionary tools, knowledge, and information in a very uplifting way. Some of these ways include helping her clients discover their passions, releasing blocks and limiting beliefs, discovering how to have more unconditional love of themselves and others, learning how to receive assistance from the higher realms, and empowering her clients with new healing techniques. She is the author of the book entitled Keys to Unlocking the Law of Attraction, What You Need to Know to Have the Life You Desire. She also offers personal coaching and angel and empowerment card readings, and I'm going to give you her websites and her email address at this point in time. And before I do that, let me first of all say that I welcome any of the listeners to tune in Sunday nights at 7 o'clock for my healing circle, Free Spirits Healing Circle. And what that is an opportunity to discuss different topics that are raised each week. And we do healing meditation as well as part of the show. So that is Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And now the way you can get in touch with Susan, her email address is sue@youressentialhappiness.com, or you can call at 330-475-5478. You can also connect with her on her website, which is on the World Wide Web, and it is youressentialhappiness.com. So it should be easy to remember both her email and website address when you think of youressentialhappiness.com. And so let me welcome Susan. Susan, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me again. I love being on your show.
Well, I love having you on the show. And just to let the callers know, Susan is going to do a few angel card readings. We'll do those about halfway through the show. But we're also going to talk about some things that should be of interest to people. And one of them is anti-aging. And given that we live in a society where youth is appreciated, I can't think of a better topic. And there are a lot of different ways to look at anti-aging, from the standpoint of the physical aspects of it, the emotional and spiritual aspects. What do you think about that, Susan?
Yes, this is one of my favorite fun subjects because I really think that we're ready to learn new things about our aging process. So that's what I'm going to share a little bit about today.
Good. Well, I'm going to let you take the ball and run with it. And if I have questions, I will ask them. And that can sometimes be a little awkward when we're not in the same studio because one person will be talking and the other person wants to ask a question. So if I happen to talk over you to ask a question, I hope you'll forgive me.
Oh, yes. Do you want me to start?
Sure, go for it.
Well, I just want to tell everybody to appreciate their age no matter how old you are, because it's great that you are that age. And I am in no way saying an old age is something negative or bad. It's actually awesome. I just went to visit a friend who turned 97, and she was so happy and cheerful and in good health. And I look at her and say, wow, how did she get there? Is she following some of these principles I've been talking about? And really, she has been. And, you know, just her as an example, she's always been one of these happy, peppy people who have a lot of people in their lives. And she makes sure she goes out and searches for these people, too. She lost her husband at a pretty young age. They had just retired together, and he died of a heart attack. And she was left alone, and she had a really bad period for a short time. And then one friend came and told her, you need to get out. And that did it for her. That was like a miracle for her. She started joining some clubs and some groups, and she started getting herself out of her sorrows. And she goes out. I mean, she's amazing, because even at 89, she went gambling. She went, she flew. She's been to every single state in the United States, and just about every single country, and when she was 60 on up. So she's just an amazing person, but she has followed a lot of the things that I'm going to talk about now. And how many times have we heard even a 30-year-old or 35-year-old saying, oh, I'm getting so old, I'm getting so old? I know that's part of our culture.
it's amazing. Yeah, absolutely amazing. And it's all relative. I mean, I can remember feeling that way when I turned 30. But, I mean, it's just the beginning of life. It really is.
Exactly. It's all relative. And no matter what age you are, you can actually really help yourself be healthier at any age and happier at any age and look younger, too. So we can actually change our DNA now with all the energies coming in now. Our DNA, it actually is changing now. You probably know that already, don't you, David, that with all the new energies coming in, our DNA is actually changing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we can change it also by going back into previous lifetimes and healing things that have come up. We can actually change our karma.
Exactly.
In addition to our DNA.
Exactly. It's just amazing to me. What we can do now, this is the first lifetime, actually, at this present moment, that people are really aware of this now, how much power we have over illnesses and sicknesses and things like that. But really, what you think and believe is the key. What you think and what you believe is the key. And a lot of us are programmed to, well, when I'm a certain age, this is going to happen to me. Do you ever hear, well, my dad died of a heart attack, so I'm probably going to die of a heart attack?
Sure.
Or my dad died of this, or my mom died of this, or my mom has this, or my brother has this, I'm probably going to die of this or be sick from this. This is something that I've learned now, that a lot of people are getting sick because the way they think, not actually because they inherited the genes. It's what they're bringing on themselves because they're telling that to their body, that I'm probably going to get sick, and their body's responding. So your body responds to what you say. We've been taught, most of us have been taught and learned to be limited in our thinking and think really small. I know when I was growing up, my parents didn't know any better, but I was always a good little girl if I was quiet. And even in school, I was always very good if I was quiet. And I never talked out of turn. And that's the kind of power I grew up with. What about you, David?
Well, I can remember being told that I should and shouldn't feel different ways. And so, you know, I think that parents do the best they can, but there are a lot of limiting beliefs that are placed into our heads as children that we need to overcome and change as we grow older.
Exactly.
And come to appreciate that we are all here for a reason, and that we all have the right to express ourselves. And I love what you were saying about not locking yourself into the belief that your genetics are necessarily going to create certain manifestations of disease. That is all something that can be changed.
Exactly. And from what, and a lot of my classes that I've taken, very spiritual classes, they say in a lot of these cases, it is not genetically inherited, even though doctors may tell you, but what it is your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs about it are the ones that are actually causing it. So the trick is to watch our limiting thoughts and beliefs before they turn into something, because we're limiting our lives. And that includes thoughts about aging and growing old and what happens to us when we age and what diseases we'll probably die of and what we'll be getting. So the energies right now are coming in very strong and very high. That means that we're manifesting very quickly now, though. So we really have to watch what we think and say about everything, including anti-aging, healing, or health. We have to really be mindfully watching what we say about these things. Because just picture this. Picture the year 2000, and say you said, oh, I'm getting old, and you're 40 years old. But now, fast forward to 2019, the energies are having us move. It moves 10 times faster than it did in the year 2000. So what that means is what you're saying brings that to you 10 times faster than the year 2000. A lot of people just aren't aware of that. So we really
And that's amazing. Isn't that amazing, people?
It's amazing. It's amazing. But it's a good thing, too, if we're educated and we know enough about how to think and how to believe now and how to actually do this so we can have this heaven on earth life. The key is to focus on what we want and what we desire in our lives, not what we don't want and what we don't desire. We'll just get more of that because the universe just says yes to us. It just says yes, yes. I'll give you whatever you think about. I'll give you whatever you desire. But you're thinking more of health issues and how you're going to end up this way or going to be sick or go to a nursing home. That's what you're going to attract more of now and even more now in 2019. So if we catch ourselves thinking this limited thought of emotion, just replace it with a more positive, uplifting one or ones. Another way we can do it is we can't get rid of energy, but we can actually change it or put more positive in place of it. And we can change it with a violet flame. And all we do is call in the violet flame. And it's picture a flame of violet. And Saint Germain brought this through to us and asked him to transform and transmute this thought into higher vibrations of love, and he'll do it automatically for us. So we can do it two ways. We can add positive thoughts and replace the negative, or we can transform and transmute the negative one with the violet flame too. So there's different ways we can do it. We can also ask some healers to do it for us too. They'll do that for us if we're working with anybody. So don't criticize yourself, though, for negative thoughts, because a lot of us are still caught up in that. You know, we were born that way. Our families were that way. That's just how we responded with negativity. A lot of us are learning a lot now, but still there's some 3D reactions still coming from a lot of people. And so we just have to be mindfully aware of how we're thinking, and especially negative self-talk, thinking about ourselves negatively. We really have to watch that and say positive affirmations and positive things so that we start loving ourselves all over again, like you did when you were a child. And here's some other things. Let's see if you've heard these before. Sometimes do you hear or do you think it, as you get older, you usually have this happen or that happen. Like, as I get older, I'm going to lose my hair for sure. Or I'm going to lose elasticity in my face. Or my stomach's going to get bigger, or my chin is going to sag. Or when I get older, I know I won't want to go out very much like I'm going out now. Or do we say, I'm anti-aging in my body, mind, and spirit? That replaces any of those things. I'm anti-aging in my body, mind, and spirit. Throw all those other things out the window. They're not good anymore. When I get old, I'm going to lose my hair. When I get old, my stomach's going to be bigger. Oh, and have you heard of this? People get uglier as they get older. I've had so many people say that to me, and it kind of took me by surprise because I never actually thought that way. But a lot of people really, really do think that way. So I just go ahead.
No, no. I mean, it's amazing some of the thoughts that people put in their heads.
Yeah.
And why would they do that? Why? It is programming, isn't it? And we need
yes.
to learn to overcome negative programming. That's the message, loud and clear.
Yes. Or do you say, like, okay, now since I've turned, let's just pick an age, 65, I really shouldn't be doing this sport anymore. I might break a hip and never, ever recover.
Mm.
I've heard this one before. I really have to be careful. I might break a hip. Now, of course, if you do have a health problem and your doctor does tell you that you shouldn't do something, I'm not saying that you should, but I'm just talking generally, how people think generally. Well, now since I'm in this age, I can't do this anymore, or I can't do that anymore.
You know, one of the things, Susan, that I was thinking as you were talking about that, I know a 90-year-old who does yoga and does headstands, but I think that it's important that we recognize as we've gone along, a lot of times we give up doing things that keep our bodies in condition. And so it's a matter of getting the machine going again. And
yes.
And so I think that's an important caveat to throw in there, is that if we have, for whatever reason, fallen into these negative patterns of thinking and have manifested some of these things that we have been scared of, we can overcome that and change it. But we need to go slow and move forward and recognize what our true potentials are.
Very good. Yes, I agree with you too. If you are sick in some way, you definitely have to address that and don't go crazy doing some sport where you know you actually shouldn't be doing it at that moment. But I'm trying to give people just a general idea of how thinking, our culture has us thinking. Like, and a lot of people say, like, I'm old now because I've turned this age. Or I've heard people say this to me. So this has become one of my favorite fun subjects to talk about. Most people ignore me now because of my age. But the truth, I really think the truth is, a lot of times when we say things like this, we actually draw those people into our life that will ignore us. We actually draw them into our life. It's like saying I'm an unlucky person. And really, they probably are because they're drawing those situations into their life. So when you keep saying these over and over again, you will draw what the universe just says yes to you. You're going to draw those situations in. You're going to draw the people in that ignore you because of your age. You're going to draw, do you know what I'm saying? You're going to attract those things that you're worried about.
Absolutely.
Or how about this one? Many people would not hire me because of my age. I hear that a lot. Many people won't hire me because of my age. But guess what? There are people that will hire people because of their age. And you'll be attracted to those companies or those groups of people that will. So it's all about attracting what you want and not saying what you don't want, saying what you do want. The key is to not believing any of these things and to be the first in your family to break those limiting aging beliefs. I have some good affirmations. Would you like to hear some of them that we could be saying about our age and anti-aging?
I'd love to hear them, yes.
Okay, so I say this almost every day. I'm anti-aging every day in my body, mind, and spirit. And a lot, I tell people that all the time, especially like on Facebook if they're on there and they take a really cute picture and I say, oh, you're anti-aging. And they laugh at me, but I really want them to think about that. And then how about this one? I'm aligning with perfect health now. And even if you didn't have perfect health, like you were talking about, now start aligning with it. Now start in that moment and start aligning with the health that you want by your thoughts and beliefs. It starts with those, first of all, your thoughts and beliefs, because you can do anything. I think anyone can be healed of anything. I've learned enough in these classes to know that, and there are so many good modalities out there, all bringing in, really all bringing in divine light. And they all heal. All of them do. They're all different. They're all wonderful. And they all heal. And we know so much more now than we did even 10 years ago. How about I'm rebalancing my body now? I am rebalancing my body now. I am timeless and ageless. I am vibrant and aligning with health and vitality. I love my body. It's through my body that I enjoy the divine plan of my life. If we didn't have our bodies, we wouldn't be here. We have to take good care of them.
Right.
Back to what you were saying about taking good care of your body, being aware of what's going on and starting with taking good care, exercising, eating the right kinds of foods. Now a lot of people have special dietary needs, but I don't know about you. Can I share what I do for my diet?
Sure.
I basically, ever since I got sick when I was 26 years old, I started looking into the Edgar Cayce material, and I started eating. My diet I followed the Edgar Cayce diet, which is a very simple diet, and basically it is your carbs in the morning to kind of get you going in the morning. And then in the afternoon at lunch, he always said have all raw, no meat at lunch. It's the timing of it. So with Edgar Cayce, he talked about what kind of food you eat and the timing of it and what goes with what also. But he mentioned specifically at lunchtime we should be eating all raw, like if it's an all-fruit salad or an all-vegetable salad. And I've done that for years. And then for dinner, it's like lean meats and vegetables. And, you know, you could have a slice of bread or something like that. But it's actually a very, very simple diet. And I notice when I go off of the diet, I don't do as well at all. And it's just very simple. He's not into it. It's not a lot of sauces. It's not a lot of things like that. It's more like natural, just eating naturally. And, you know, if you can eat dairy, you know, low-fat dairy products, cottage cheese and cheeses and things like that, you know, fruits for and raisins, if you can tolerate that. But it's actually a very simple diet. But I've learned many times in my life, now I've been doing it for like 40 years, that when I go off of it, I just don't do as well. I do very well on that diet. So if anybody's interested, and they can always contact me too, and I can make it very easy for them, because I've got into a lot of the Edgar Cayce files and looked up and had read a lot of books on his diet programs and things like that. But you have to see what's good for you too, because everybody has, you know, their own needs for their own body type. And it may not be as good for you as it is for me, but it's something just to look at. I've pretty much eliminated a lot of extra fats, sugars from my diet. I never eat red meat anymore. I basically only eat fish. And I've been doing that for quite a while, too. I'd say 10 years now, too. But I feel really good eating that way, and it's a lighter way to eat. What do you think about that, David?
Well, it's interesting when you were talking about the raw foods at lunchtime. I had a woman give me a diet that consisted of raw foods at one meal. And otherwise, there was a little more freedom as far as breakfast or dinner went. But the important thing that she stressed was that you just eat raw vegetables, fruit, at lunchtime. And
yes.
So I was intrigued. When you were
That's
talking about
good.
That, and maybe she derived that from Edgar Cayce. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yes, he and Edgar Cayce did say also that if you can't do it at lunch and you've eaten something, just make sure you have something raw at dinner time too then. It just helps your body assimilate and move everything through.
I was wondering about the carbs at breakfast. That's not to say that you just eat carbs at breakfast, is it? Or just that's the time that you eat the carbs?
Yes, that's the time that you can. Now, he also said you can have bread, you know, with your meal. And this Edgar Cayce was back in the 1940s, but he was ahead of his time. And I usually at breakfast usually have like a whole grain toast or oatmeal or orange juice or something like that at breakfast time.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of gets me going. It just gives
mm-hmm.
me energy. So he
sure.
mentioned specifically at breakfast doing the carbs at breakfast.
Okay. Well, thank you. That answers that.
You're welcome. Yeah, and here's what I also do. I go a little more specific now with anti-aging because I've learned how to do this. And I just command my pituitary. You can command anything you want. Actually, you are in command of your life. And here's what I say every morning. I command my pituitary to only put out rejuvenating hormones and youth and vitality hormones and stop the death hormones and the aging hormones. And I've said this for 15 years, probably, and I really do feel it works. I really do feel it works. I get people telling me I look a lot younger than my age, and it all has to do with all of this, what I'm drawing into my life, what I'm saying, what I'm believing and thinking. But I really do think that's a very powerful statement. And anytime you're doing something healing and you're asking for healing energies, always say this: with love, ease, and grace in the most benevolent way for all of my systems. With love, ease, and grace in the most benevolent way for all levels of my systems. You don't want anything too much that you have a lot of symptoms from it, but you want something to change. You want to change. You want to anti-age or you want to heal. And I always say that every time I do some kind of a healing activation, you want it with love, ease, and grace in the most benevolent way in all levels of all your systems. And I also do this, too. In the morning, I say this. I command my aging genes to turn into rejuvenating genes. I command my aging genes to turn into rejuvenating genes. So I'm actually commanding them to do that. And
I like that.
I say this, too. I command my cells to rejuvenate back to the age, and you can put in whatever age you want there or better. And then I always say, with love, ease, and grace and joy in the most benevolent way. And for this one, I say in a safe, comfortable, graceful way that's harmonious to my system. So I'm commanding my cells to actually anti-age. You can do that. We can all do that. We just don't know we can do that. So I'm commanding my cells to rejuvenate back to the age that you're choosing and in a safe, comfortable, graceful way that's harmonious to my system.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
We've talked about diet. We've talked about affirmations.
Yes.
We've talked about changing our thought processes. And how important it is to focus on what we want instead of what we don't want.
Yeah.
What about skincare? Is that something that you want to address?
Skincare?
Mm-hmm.
I tend to, I'm not a doctor, so I can only tell you mm-hmm. what I've learned that pertains to me. But if you have a skin problem, of course, I think you should go get it checked out for sure. I use something. It's an Edgar Cayce product from Bar Products, B-A-A-R products, and it's called Nature's Magic. And I've been putting it on my face ever since I was 25 years old that I got into this. And I'll tell you, it's the most wonderful thing I've ever seen. And I just put it on first, and it's made out of olive oil, and it's got some other oils in it. And it's really, to me, it's very youthing. It's very anti-aging. And I've been using this morning before I put on my makeup, and at night when I take my makeup off and I put this on. That's what I put on. So it's an Edgar Cayce product. It's a formula that he came up with in a trance when he was in his 40s. And it's, like I say, it's awesome. I've never had any problems using it. I've never had any breakouts or anything like that. But every person is different. You know, some people have sensitive skin and they have to really watch what they put on their skin. But in general, I'm just telling you why one of the products he came up with himself, and he recommended that to many people in readings too. And it's very, to me, it's just really awesome. It feels oily at first, and then when you put it on,
okay.
It just soaks right in. It's really, really
good.
Well,
the reason I asked about it is because, you know, the beauty industry has moved into the anti-aging field, and it's a multi-billion-dollar business.
Yes.
And so I was just curious about your own skincare regimen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something that I myself have not paid a lot of attention to in past years, but I am paying more attention to it now and using a moisturizer. And, you know, a lot of men don't think that they need to use products like that, but I do think that it's important to take care of our skin. And so I was very curious about what your routine is.
Yes, I agree with you about men, too. I think men can use these things, too. I think it really helps them, and it helps their skin and helps them anti-age. I've shown my husband many things that I use, and he really looks better, and he probably feels better, because sometimes he gets some things on his face. He's got a touch of rosacea, and I do show him these products, too, and sometimes he does use them. So I think more men are going to be getting into this because they're more natural products that are coming out. I know the skincare business is another thing that I'm talking about. There's a lot of natural products that you can buy in health food stores or in like bar products that are really, really good for your skin, and they're not expensive.
I think
it's like $9, $9.95 I pay for the Nature Magic.
Wow, that's
great.
It'll
probably last about 5 or 6 months.
Wow, that's great. Yes. I'm going to make a note of that.
Yes, it's called Nature Magic. And it's
Where
really,
do you get it now?
It's called BAAR. I think it's BAAR products. They'll send you
okay.
a catalog, and you can look through
okay.
the catalog and see. But it's really helpful, I think. It's very good. I get a lot of things from them.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about as far as anti-aging before we go into some angel card readings?
Yes, just to keep your vibration high, because when you keep your vibration high, you're going to be attracting these things a lot quicker. When your vibration is low, you're not going to be attracting them as well, especially if you want something that makes you joyful and happy and things like that. Keep your vibration high and follow your passions. Let go of stress as much as you can. Sometimes you have to drop out of groups that you're in or let go of friends that haven't been good for you. It's very important to do this now because the energies are so high. Release clutter from your house. That's another thing. Clutter from your house, clutter from your mind, because a lot of people are just filled with, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do this. Just live in the moment more. Reach for your fun and joy and passions. You're going to get these things a lot faster if you do that. And one more thing I want to say about...
That's great advice.
Yes. One more thing is a lot of diseases start out with an emotional component. So just be sure to watch your thoughts and emotions and keep them as high as you can. We're finding out more and more, even regular medical doctors who really weren't into this holistic healing are finding out more about emotions, how they play into diseases, and how you can actually get rid of them just by keeping your vibrations high and knowing you can get rid of it, thinking and believing you can get rid of it. Many doctors now are in agreement that this really is something that it really can happen for you. So keep your vibration high. Follow your passions. Go with the fun. Go with the fun. That's what your soul is telling you anyhow. Your soul, that is your soul. Whatever brings you fun and passion, that's your soul telling you to do that. That's where that's coming from.
Beautiful words of wisdom.
Yeah. And right now I'm going to go upstairs now, and my cards are laying on the table. And please excuse us if the dog barks a little bit because I couldn't put him away. My husband is gone.
No
and
easily problem.
I'm out. Okay. I'm upstairs. And I laid out two decks of cards. I asked earlier what deck I should, what deck or decks I should lay it out, and these two showed up, the Archangel cards. And the Archangels are actually like the guides of the angels. They're higher than the angels. And the other deck is the Ascended Masters. These are actually spirits who have been people on earth. And like Jesus, Mother Mary, they're Ascended Masters who are giving us wisdom. So I have those two decks of cards out tonight.
Perfect. Well, it's interesting. The board's just lit up with a few more callers. We're not going to be able to get to all of you folks. It's important to call in early in the program if you can, but we'll get to as many of you as we can. Our first caller, I have not talked to any of these people yet. Area code 914. What is your first name, please?
Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
How are you tonight?
Great, thank you. I so enjoyed that talk. That was just marvelous. I want
thank
to thank you.
You
so much for that. Yeah, I really, that was really beautiful.
Thank
I
you.
I hope a lot of people get that message. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Yes, thank
would
you.
Would you like a card reading?
If I may, please, I definitely would.
Okay. Would you like the Archangel cards or would you like the Ascended Master cards?
Ascended Master, please.
Okay. So I usually say a little prayer first before I start the readings. Okay. I'm calling in the Creator, Catherine's higher self, her soul, her guides and angels. And I ask that these cards be used as a tool to deliver the highest and purest divine guidance and healing for Catherine, for Catherine's greatest and highest good, and for all those concerned. I pray that this is so, and so it shall be. Please allow Catherine's guides and angels be made known to her. Okay, so what I usually do is I lay them out on the table, and I am energetically drawn to the right ones. It could be one, it could be many. I don't know if we'll get to many, but I can tell you what they are, and then you could maybe look them up. But right now, while I do it, is I rub my hands together to get the energy going, and then I run them through I've got four rows of cards here, and I run them through the cards to see which one is good, which ones are good for you. And here I'm going to do it right now on the first row.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, we've got one here on the first row. The second row. Don't have any in the second row. Okay, the third row I'm running my hands through now. Okay. Okay, there's one in the middle. Okay. Alrighty. I think I might have another one in that third row too. Yes, I do. Okay. Now I've got the fourth row. Okay. So I've got three cards for you. So I don't know if you have a paper.
Okay.
You can write this down. And let me get my glasses so I can read them. Okay. All right. The first one. I had my glasses down in the basement. Okay. So the first one is called Trust. By Vishnu. I'm going to spell that for you. V-I-S-H-N-U. V-I-S-H-N-U. He said, you can trust the situation you're inquiring about. The solid foundation of your situation gives it a trustworthy basis. Keep purifying your motivations so they're completely about love and service, to elevate the energy and experiences even further. Another additional meetings, if that didn't ring a bell with you. The person you're inquiring about is trustworthy. Trust that your prayers are being answered. Even if you don't yet have evidence, another one could be you're on the right path. Trust your gut feelings and intuition. So it sounds like a positive thing in all ways.
Definitely, yeah.
Does that relate to you at all? Can you think of the situation?
Ask, Yeah. My question was about this gentleman that I think wants to do business with me or involve me in his project somehow. And I just, you know, I don't know. It's really new, and he wants to meet and discuss it next week.
Hmm.
So, you know, I wanted to see if it was exactly like you're saying, if he is trustworthy.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, always meet in a public place.
Yeah.
Regardless of what I say, always meet in a public place.
Yeah.
I'm being very practical right now. And it wasn't about the cards. It's just I would tell anybody that.
Yeah.
Now, the next one. Yes. The next one is called Freedom. Hmm. I'm looking it up here. And it's by Hina, H-I-N-A. She looks like a Hawaiian woman, like a Hawaiian goddess. Walk away from restrictions and be free. You have the power and the right to change your life so that you experience more freedom. This card signifies that your soul is crying out for more freedom, especially as it involves your life's purpose. Perhaps it's time to take a break so you can think clearly about your desires and available options. The universe always supports the desire for expansion, creativity, and freedom. Say yes to freedom, and the universe will say yes to you. Does that ring a bell, or would you like me to read some additional meanings?
I get that. Yeah, I do want... like kind of the freedom to pick and choose the projects that I want to work on.
Yes. So they're just saying, I'll be more free. Sometimes you just have to, like, rearrange your schedule, too. It could be as simple as that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And the next one, I love this one, Follow Your Heart, St. Francis.
Oh, wow.
I love St. Francis. Of course, I love them all. The answer to your question is in your heart. This card signifies that you can trust your heart's true desires, even if you can't clearly see how the outcome will appear or manifest. This is a situation where you're called upon to walk in faith and be true to yourself. The universe will ensure that your needs are met and will help you with your relationships as you make life changes. Does this ring true? Would you like me to read some additional meanings for the card?
I think I got it. Yeah, no, it's to trust, like to walk by faith, not by sight. To be more, even more loving towards the situation.
Yes,
I think.
And trust,
like,
yourself that you know more than you think you do too. Trust yourself. Your feelings are accurate and valid. Trust your intuition. So I hope that helps you out.
Yes,
I hope that those are all good cards. I'm hearing a lot of great things about you can trust. So that's a good thing to know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, like I said, it's, you know, a new relationship, and I do want to see if it's valid. Well,
yes, that's
you.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you
for calling, Catherine.
God bless you, honey. And you as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good night.
You as well. Thank you.
All right, let's go on to area code 856. And what is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Would you like a card reading?
Yes, please.
Which one would you like, the Archangels or the Ascended Masters?
The Archangels.
Okay. All right. So I'm moving over here now. I've got four rows laid out, and I'm going to say my prayer. I'm calling in the Creator. Laura's higher self, her soul, her guides and angels, and ask that these cards be used as a tool to deliver the highest and purest divine guidance and healing for Laura's greatest and highest good and for all those concerned. Let her know who our guides and angels are. I pray that this is so, and so it shall be. Okay. I'm going to take my hands, and I'm going to go over the first row first. Okay, nothing in that row. I feel like a pull. It's like an energetic pull to the card. Okay. There might be one. Yeah, 1 second. I kind of like have to go over just to make sure because the cards are right next to each other. And this one's coming up. And let me just see one more in this row. Okay, another one here. I thought that was one. Okay. Okay, now I'm doing the third row. Okay, nothing in that row, and the fourth row. Okay, something in this row. Okay, this one here. Okay, there's another one. Okay, I've got four for you. Would you like to hear them?
Yes,
do you have a pencil
you.
Or paper?
Yes.
Okay, the first one. Okay, the first one is from Archangel Metatron. Have you ever heard of Archangel Metatron?
Yes, I have.
He's amazing. Very powerful. He's all in purple. He's all dressed in purple. And this one's called Chakra Clearing. And he's saying, call upon me to clear and open your chakras using sacred geometric shapes. And all you have to do is call him out, like say three times, Archangel Metatron, I'm calling Archangel Metatron. I'm invoking Archangel Metatron. Please clear my chakras, and he'll do it for you. And they say call three times because three is a spiritual number. It said Metatron uses sacred geometry shapes to clear and align the chakra energy centers in our bodies. Just mentally ask him to open your chakras, and he'll gently send his Metatron cube to you. And the cube rotates downward, cleaning psychic toxins from your body and chakras. And when your chakras are clear, you'll feel more energized and have increased intuition. So that's the first thing. And I do this every morning. I ask that my chakras are cleared every morning. It's very simple. It can take one sentence by having it done. And I actually feel it being done. I feel very sparkly after that. So it's very simple. But he's actually saying that it would be good for you to have that done. Have you ever had a chakra clearing?
Yes, I have.
Good. Okay. Now the next one is called Clairsentience by Archangel Raguel, Raguel. Have you ever heard of Archangel Raguel?
No.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what that says. Okay. He says, honor your feelings and don't be afraid of deep emotions or intense feelings. He said he can help you distinguish between your own feelings and those of others. He'll help you clear any energies that you may absorb. He'll guide you toward the right people, situations, and places with clear and loving energy. Your repetitive emotions and physical feelings provide important information, so please notice and follow the feelings. They're answers to your prayers. So a lot of people, their psychic channels are their clear seeing, clear hearing, and a lot of people have multiple ones that are in operation for them now, but clairsentience is one for you where you have really good feelings, where you might get goosebumps. Do you ever feel goosebumps when people tell you things?
No, I don't get goosebumps. I have had
you might
experiences, though.
Do you?
Not
feelings?
Well, I've had some, throughout. It's just different. Sometimes I'll get visions when I'm waking up or I'll hear my name called out or something. But those are few and far between. I don't have them a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, Archangel Raguel said, notice your feelings, too. Pay attention to your feelings. This is one way you get messages. That, and I have that too, clairsentience too, for feelings. Now, another one says Archangel Azrael, A-Z-R-A-E-L, says you're a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance. Does that sound like you?
Yeah, that one's really me a lot.
Yes, I'll read what he says.
I've been
here.
Like that. Even as a child, I've been that way.
Yes. He said you're a natural counselor. Your life purpose involves counseling people in ways that uplift, motivate, comfort, heal, and inspire. You're a true spiritual counselor, and people find you to be a trustworthy confidant. Expand your counseling work to the next level because you're about to help a greater number of people. Call on Archangel Azrael, A-Z-R-A-E-L, for support. So that's awesome. So you're a natural-born counselor. We said take it to the next level.
Yeah.
It could be classes. It could be life coaching. Do you do any of that right now?
No, not really. I mean, not really. I just help people. I give advice a lot.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It's weird, though, because I need help for myself.
Yes. Well, a lot of people who become counselors are also counseling themselves. Did you know that? They're learning the things that help themselves out. That's why they become a counselor. They're learning those things as they grow, as they go.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Now, the fourth one is, I like this one. It's called prosperity. Your material
needs. That one I could
needs.
Use.
Pardon?
That one I could use.
Yeah.
Really.
Your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. That's Archangel Ariel, A-R-I-E-L. It's a woman. Have you ever heard of Archangel Ariel?
Yes, I have.
Yes, she said, I'm pouring a cornucopia of prosperity upon you and your life. So she's aware, and she's giving you prosperity, and asks that you open your arms to receive. Some of the treasures will come in forms of brilliant ideas, and some will come as opportunities. We'll work together to realize your highest dreams, and I ask that you give any worries to me. God and I love you very much, and we're happy to help you in this way. We know that you'll pass along the goodness to others as well. And she's involved with divine magic. I've gotten a lot of Archangel Ariel cards, too, and I love her, too. So she's really assisting you in having more prosperity. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's very awesome.
So that's you.
That.
Those are great cards, too. Thank you.
Thank
We're
you
going
so
to move
much.
On to one more caller. And Laura, thank you for calling tonight. God bless you, honey.
Thank you. Thanks, Susan. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, the caller that I was going to call on just left. Too bad. I recognize this next number. It's the next one in the queue. This is Sharon. And Sharon, you're live.
Oh, God, I'm driving. I hope I don't lose you. I'm going through some mountains. Thank you for taking my call. I'll put my earbuds in, so it's probably easier for you to hear me. Do I just ask a question?
You can ask a question, and I'll see what comes up on the cards. Usually when I do the cards, it's usually information that's supposed to come to you. Go ahead and ask the question, and I'll see if it pertains to what I do.
Okay, or that, or anything that comes up, I'd be willing to hear. Well, I'm on my way to a new event. I've never been there before. New people. I've never met these people. I'm going camping, actually, meeting up with these people. How does that look?
Okay, let me see if the cards will answer it or not. And your name is Sharon?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm calling the Creator, Sharon's higher self, her soul, her guides and angels, and I ask that these cards be used as a tool to deliver the highest and purest divine guidance in healing for Sharon's highest and greatest good and for all those concerned. Have her guides and angels be made known to her and I pray that this is so, and so it shall be. So what kind of cards would you like? Would you like the Archangel cards, or would you like the Ascended Master cards?
Ascended Master, please.
Okay. All right. So right now, I am going to rub my hands together, and I'm going to do the first row and see what comes up. Nothing in that row. Okay, I'm going to the second. Is something on the end? Okay. All righty. Got one here. And the second one. Okay. Now I'm on the third row.
Uh-huh.
Nothing on the third row. I had two on the second row. And I'm the last row
okay.
now, the fourth row. Something here. Okay. All right, this one here. Okay. And there's one more. There's four here for you, too. Okay. This one here is called from Elmora. Do you know who Elmora is? E-L-M-O-R-Y-A?
No. Is that Irish?
No, he lived a lifetime, and I'm trying to remember all the information about him. I love him, too. He's very handsome. He's he looks a lot like a picture that we pictured Jesus in. He lived, I think he lived in the 1800s. These are actually people who have lived on the earth, but now they're spiritual beings. They're masters, ascended masters. So he may have been one of the three wise men. I could check that for sure, but I'm kind of ringing a bell that he might have been. Now he's saying clear and shield your energy. So I'm going to read that to you. Okay, as a sensitive person, you've absorbed some harsh and toxic energy from other people. This card asks you to stop and call in Elmora and Archangel Michael to clear yourself. They can also clear and elevate the energies in other people, your home or your office. After clearing yourself, ask them to shield you from further intrusions. This is called shielding, and it needs to be conducted once or twice a day. And you can also wear a crystal pendant to act as a buffer in a harsh energy situation. Is that enough, or would you like me to read some additional meanings for the card?
I think that's plenty. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So just shield, and I do that every day. You can ask Archangel Michael to please put a protective bubble of fifth dimensional unconditional love around you, and that shields you, or divine light and divine love around you, a bubble of it, and that shields you too. And it's just very simple to do that. And
okay.
Then the second one is called Twin Flame. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this name right. I'm going to spell it for you. A-E-N-G-U-S. Angus, it looks like. A-E-N-G-U-S. And it says this card indicates a twin flame relationship, which is the deepest form of romantic love. To form such a partnership, you must follow your inner guidance, learn personal growth lessons, and have patience with divine timing. Once twin flames find each other, everything in their life reaches new heights of love and light. Now I'm going to read the additional meanings to that, because I don't know if that pertains to you or not. So far, the person that you're inquiring about is your soulmate or twin flame. You'll soon be with your twin flame. Or it could mean keep your heart open and stay positive and follow your guidance to manifest your prayers about your love life. Does that ring a bell to you at all?
I'm certainly open to it.
But that's what it says, that, and it could be
yeah.
romantic, and it could, you know, sometimes your twin flame might be your brother. But a lot of times
oh, no.
Are, no, I'm just saying. But what they seem to be meaning is like a romantic relationship. Are you single right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, Yeah, I'm certainly open to the opportunity.
Mhm. But it says it indicates a twin flame relationship. So what they said is follow your inner guidance and have patience with divine timing. So that's awesome. Now this one is called Listen. Listen.
Okay.
And it's in, these names are long. It looks like Manjushri, Manjushri. Okay. You can hear your divine guidance best by quieting yourself and listening. Shut out noisy stimulation like telephones and television and relax in a quiet place. Don't try to make anything happen. Listen to your own thoughts, breath, and the rhythm of your heart. Then mentally ask questions of your guides and angels. Listen to the loving truth that they speak in your heart, body, and mind. Listen to your own inner thoughts and trust your intuition and take action accordingly. So they're saying listen to yourself. Less talking, it said, and more listening. Admit true feelings to yourself, it said. Are your angels and guides talking to you? If they are you listening? So I'm getting more quiet time for you, more meditating, and you can hear yourself too and your own thoughts and feelings better, tuning out some of the din of the world. And the last the last one is called meditate. Do you do any meditation?
I do.
This is by Gautama Buddha. This card is a call for you to meditate regularly. Your path, body, and soul are asking for quiet time. It's almost the same as the other ones. To think, reflect, and receive insights. Even a small amount of time devoted to daily meditation will bring you great gifts. You don't necessarily need any formal training in meditation. It's a matter of simply sitting quietly, closing your eyes, breathing, and listening. And there's some additional meanings. You need some alone time. Be honest with yourself. It's almost identical to what that last one said. So what do you think about those last two? Do you identify with them at all?
Oh, yeah. I think those are values I resonate with, for sure.
Yes. So awesome cards, though. And they're all very positive. So good luck.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Sharon. I'm glad you
thank
made
you,
it
David.
In.
Oh, well,
okay.
Thank you, David.
And thank you to the other callers that have patiently been listening. I would recommend that you listen to the beginning of the podcast because Susan gives a fascinating talk about anti-aging. And Susan, we have come to the end of the hour and then some, and I thank you so much.
Oh, I thank you so much. I really appreciate being able to be on your show.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and I have you down again for December. Perhaps I could give you a quick buzz and we could talk about what we might discuss during that show.
Yes, and also if you can come up with any ideas that you'd like to have on there and nobody's done it or you feel it needs to be covered more, I'm always open to suggestions too about what you think your listeners might like, and I could tell you if I can do that or not.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, let me give you a call in just a moment. And for now, let's just take a moment to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.
Good night.